I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we have a lot of Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They want to help you sell your home. They want to help you make the most money for your home, despite how hopeless you might feel that situation is. May not be at all. They can come in. They can spruce some things up, change the way the home looks, and you might be shocked at the work they do, at the kind of magic that they work. And they can also help you on the buying side. Make sure you're getting the best deal. You need them on your team. Best team in the Mid-South. Reach out. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Worked for me on both sides, the selling and the buying. They lined them up, too. That can be a little bit difficult at times. Jennifer did it perfectly, like landing a plane. Perfect touchdown. And that's because she's an expert at what she does. Now, that was a much different market 4 years ago, essentially. But she's an expert in any market. And again, this is not just for folks who've got a home and are looking to sell. First-time home buyers, Jennifer can help you as well. Like we say, though, she can't do it unless you make the call. For a long time, I didn't call anybody, so worried about what I thought I was going to hear about my home before we put it on the market. I'm glad I finally did call Jennifer Carstensen, though, and you should do the same. First-time home buyers, she can help you find that path to home ownership. Promise you that. You just got to make the call, 625-5200. Again, 625-5200, very important number. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com is the email. Again, sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com. It is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Oh, you can almost hear him, can't you? You can almost hear the dulcet tones of the one and only Luther, can't you?
Remember we used to play that all the time as Penny got closer and closer? Well, was that last year?
Yeah, he was,
it had been so long. Right,
he was breaking through.
So just hearing it again was great. But now we expect it, don't we?
I mean, I think you should. I mean, I think that is certainly...
I think it should be a program expectation.
The day that it is not a program expectation to make the NCAA tournament is a day that should be...
Been a while before you could say back-to-backs around here, Josh.
2012, 2013.
Yeah, I mean, that's 13, we're talking a decade, right? Or roundabout.
Oh, my God. A decade, bro.
Of trying to get back.
We got to get some. We got to get one shining moment, BC. We got to get that going.
I think John's trying to tell you here. He's feeling it. Now that we've turned the page to March.
Yeah, and it's not just obviously not just Memphis, but I do feel like one in a decade is like. I mean, A, that's like how did it get to that point to where back to back tournaments? It took 10 years in between time, you know, to get there. That because it used to feel like a birthright. As much as Josh would say, it's not a birthright. It was starting to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because guys like you expected them to advance every year.
It's not that hard.
An Elite Eight, the Final Four.
Just make the field, man. You know, it's not that hard, is it? I mean, there's a lot of bad teams.
It shouldn't be hard for Memphis. Put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could be hard for a team like College of Charleston, I guess. You know,
and these are not new expectations. Penny Hardaway would tell you that's the expectation. Somebody asked me this weekend. They should be a perennial top 25 program as far as I'm concerned. Like you haven't dropped so far in terms of brand from the Cal era that you're looking at this thing and it's dead, it's flatlined, anything like that. The resources are still there. There's still a program that's got a $22, $20 million practice facility over there. Look at how it invests. Look at what it's doing in NIL on the basketball side. And you say, no, with all the resources you've got, you would expect to be that every year. And so, no, we won't ever, John, take it for granted that it's a birthright, but you should absolutely be in this position or better. Again, you kind of talk about seeding here, and you've been close to the bubble this year, or better every year. And then making runs in between those, you know, yearly trips to the tournament. That's where it should be. That's where Penny Hardaway would tell you it should be.
Yeah.
He's built a foundation for that
Yep.
over the first 5 years.
Yep. Now, in terms of college basketball tonight, which I guess from a local perspective, there's not a lot happening. But it
not on the men's side. Women's side got a big one.
Yeah, they do.
And we're right ahead.
We're going to have Katrina on at 125 to talk about just that. But, I mean, look, we're bearing down on the end of the season here. You've got a couple ranked matchups tonight. You got Texas TCU at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, which is a fascinating matchup there. You've got Xavier Providence, another top 25 matchup, at 5:30. So that's one that you can watch before, you know, you have to head out and make your decision for karate or Memphis women's basketball. You know, Ed Cooley, I know you like to pay your respects to Ed. We've got a rivalry game tonight.
I do like Ed.
We got a rivalry game tonight, Auburn and Alabama. Alabama is a 10-point favorite tonight.
What's happened to Auburn?
I just don't think they were. I don't think most people ever thought they were that good.
I've been watching them much down the stretch here, but they've come unraveled.
Yeah.
Didn't know if they're specific injury or not or anything like that. If it's just that was never
a
good team that's now struggling.
Yeah. They don't have much talent. Like, I think Jabari Smith probably masked a lot for them last year, who's now killing it for the Rockets. So it's hard to replace a stud like that, and they didn't. So here we are. And then you've got Vandy in Kentucky. Be careful, UK. I mean, watch out.
Vandy's playing better.
They are. This Vandy team
So is Kentucky, four in a row. No, this will be give everything back that we've gained in beating Mississippi State, Tennessee, Florida, Auburn here in a row.
Vandy has won seven games.
Yeah, I know they're hot.
How about that?
Yeah, did you see the shoes that Stack had on the other night?
Mm-mm.
Man, they look good.
You were on this VCU thing last night.
Yeah.
On that win. I saw your tweet. I was in denial and looking at it last night because Gabe texted me after he saw your tweet.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Like, some of these wins are starting to help a little bit. Like, A&M, Mississippi State's going to have a hard time at Vandy, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. A&M is a good win. It's gotten better since you got it. Because A&M looked kind of like a bottom dweller when you played them. And then they got the SEC play and started killing everybody. VCU won the regular season in the A-10.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I was discounting that win for a long time, but it's because that league is down a little bit.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt. I don't know if I'd say Vandy is like doing much for you, although you did win there.
It's just part of being 4-1 against the SEC.
Yeah, yeah, it's
Mark's right about that.
It's all right.
You look at that as a group and you say, wow, they performed very well against the SEC. That's impressive, more so than it is, hey, one win here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. The totality of your record against the SEC, I think Mark's right on that. The committee will be impressed.
Yeah. I mean, A&M is 14-3 in the SEC.
Not to mention you play Vandy on the road.
Yeah. I mean, that could also mean that the SEC is bad.
Well, right. I've been telling you that all year.
They're kind of beating up on each other.
Down. Yep. I mean, Arkansas is below 500. Florida's below 500. Georgia stinks. Ole Miss stinks. South Carolina stinks. LSU is 2-14 in the SEC.
Yeah.
Oh, Cody Topper down there.
The cupboard was empty, though.
Fighting for his. They took Murray State's guys, didn't they? Didn't they take all those dudes? So I thought they did. And then they realized, hey, wait a minute. We're not in the OVC anymore, wherever the hell they're
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the problem. It's like, oh, you took a bunch of Murray State dudes to the SEC and you're getting your ass kicked. You know, maybe you should have thought that one through a little bit better, because what you can get away with there is a lot different than what you're going to be able to get away with, you know, against the SEC. Yeah, like KJ Williams and all those dudes, like Trey Hannibal, I want to say he came from Murray State. So, you know, that's just something to think about. But yeah, I mean, I do. I think we were talking about this with Giannotto earlier in terms of the Memphis' resume. You know, VCU's not gonna pop up as a quad one because I think they're like 70 something or 60 something in the net, but they are the A-10 regular season champs. So if you just like look at it with like a human eye, you're gonna see they beat Texas A&M's gonna finish second. They beat Vandy on the road. They beat the A-10 regular season champs. They stayed within eight of Houston on the road without Kendrick Davis. Yeah, I mean, I think we've graduated from the is Memphis in conversation. I think we've graduated from that. The only question is, you know, how high of a seed can they get?
Well, that was a question for me going into the season. That's where you wanted to be, and the hope was you could get out of the 8-9 and improve on that. Like we talked about, it does seem sort of the ceiling now. If you think they're an 8-9 now, a little bit higher than where most of the average is, which is around a 10, then maybe they can with a win over Houston. I'm with Mark on that, but again, that's because you were of what you went out and got from an experience standpoint, I thought it was critical this year to improve on that. Now, does that mean job failed if you don't know? Because, again, I think putting together back-to-back NCAA tournament seasons adds to what has been a pretty solid five-year foundation that Penny's built that compares very favorably, as we've said, to Cal's first 5 years. All that said, though, I'm not moving the goalpost that the goal this year was to be better than that 8-9. Hopefully you've still got a chance to do that. Again, you just ask yourself, because it would have been there, if the Seton Hall big doesn't hit the shot, if you can win that overtime game against UCF, we're not even discussing this. You've done what the goal was.
Yep.
And it's not me, I want to make this clear, that set that. It's why you brought in Kendrick Davis, right, to get out of that 8-9 spot so you're not playing Gonzaga second round, to give you, the fans, the best opportunity to make the push.
That's right.
And, again, hopefully that chance is still there. But, again, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be disappointed in another year of making the NCAA tournament. It's part of getting the Memphis brand back. It's part of the process. But, again, yeah, I'm still hopeful, John, they can stay out, improve, go up from an 8-9, get up to that 7 seed, because that's what this year was about for me.
Yeah, and
in terms of expectations.
You know, look, there's nothing that necessarily precludes them from making a run as an 8 or 9. It's just like you're playing the probabilities there. It's kind of why Josh languished for so long, is because he would find himself in these spots where he's in the 8-9, Matt, which, like, A, that's a coin flip, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime you're in that. So just to get out of that is no guarantee. Okay, and then you get out of that, and you're playing a one. The best year was the year they were a six, but they were met by a horrible matchup in Michigan State, and by the way, in friggin' Detroit.
Yeah.
You know? So that
was a home game for those guys.
Ultimately, that becomes the next phase of this discussion, you know, where it's no longer just enough to get to the NCAA tournament. You have to, and I'm not even saying you have to make a run. You have to put yourself in a position to make
every
a run.
Year.
That's what you have to do.
You're batting for.
Because are you really
want the average up there?
Are you really putting yourself in a position to make a run as an 8 seed? No, you're not. I think you start getting that conversation. I'll start it at 5. I'll start a 5 seed and up is you're in position to make a run, because you can get the 5-12, and then you get the you know, the 4-5, right?
You know, the question is going to be, going forward, can they be dominant enough,
right, to be that, to get
in
to
the non-conference? Because your conference is going to be some slaw.
It's going to be tough.
That you don't even have a Houston. I mean, Houston's coming into the number one team in the country.
Yep.
There's advantages to that for you, obviously. Opportunity, I should say. That's going to change next year. So the question is going to be, you know, can you even think about a 5 or a 4 unless you've just run the table, you know, against your schedule next year? You know, how much will they be able to improve on seeding in a new look AAC if you haven't just gone crazy and berserk in your non-conference? It's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may look at you and say, ah, that's a one-bid league, and, you know, Memphis is going to be a 6 or a 7 at best coming out of that thing. That's why it's so critical, you know, non-conference scheduling going forward, because there is nothing that you can point your finger to. Because how long is Andy Kennedy going to be at UAB keep them respectable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that his end job? No. He'll be on to the next one. He ends up, you know, putting a few together. So that's the point. What are you going to be able to point to and say, we know for sure here this is going to be quality for us? Ron Hunter moves on from Tulane. Wichita State doesn't get the right guy behind Isaac Brown. It could get real ugly around here, folks, is my point. It's going to be critical. You got, you know, a monster non-con. And again, we've talked about how difficult that is to do. Nobody wants to come to the Forum the first year. You know, of a home and home.
No, I mean, there's
usually you got to go there, but then you got a certain number of dates you got to fill, home dates you got to fill, John.
Yeah, it's
a tough spot.
It's the same.
It's going to be tougher next year.
It's the same battle that, in a way, that Memphis football is facing. I mean, they announced today they have a brand new home and home with Southern Miss. Have a Skittle, bro.
I just did.
Taste the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
That Skittle is better than any game that Memphis will get in this series with Southern Miss. Because what's the, like, again, for what? I mean, what are you doing here? What are you achieving? I mean, I guess in theory, an easy win. I don't know how easy that will be. Didn't they have Frank Gore's kid on that team this year? They were pretty good. I don't know if that's going to be every year, but the point is, Southern Miss is good enough to beat you, man. They are. They are. They are.
To beat Ryan Silverfield Tigers?
To beat these current Tigers, yes. They are good enough. Now, I don't think it starts in
I was going to say, this is what, 27 or something, did I read?
Maybe I'll be wiped off the face of the planet before this series starts. Who knows
who the coach will be at that point, but I'll tell you what it doesn't do is get me excited.
Well, no, it doesn't. I mean, but that's the challenge. I mean, now I will say Memphis has Florida State for football. They have Florida State. Thanks, they have Arkansas. You know, they have Boise State. So
those are games to get excited about.
They've done a good job.
Southern Miss is not.
Arkansas State.
There's no way. I mean, you can't spin this.
Southern Miss. Those are bad. Those are two bad series. But they have some good ones. You know, for Memphis basketball, you know, that's why Penny constantly is saying, I would like to schedule them. I would like to schedule them. I would like to schedule them. It would be nice to schedule them, you know, because they don't really have, you know, the built-in advantage there. They're not – you know, there was really only one time in modern history when Memphis was able to get good series, and that was under John Calipari. Everybody talks about the wins and the tournament runs and things like that, and that was obviously amazing. But what people never talk about, I never hear people say anything about this, is John Calipari's ability to schedule and how good he was at getting games for Memphis that mattered, that weren't just filler. You know, he wanted all the smoke, and he was connected enough, and he had enough of a reputation that he could get them year after year after year. Go look. Arizona came to the Forum that 07-08 year. They played Georgetown. They played Tennessee. You know, they played USC. They played UConn in the Maui, or Madison Square Garden. Like, they played things like that routinely. I think we took it for granted. Josh sucked at scheduling. I mean, what kind of games did he ever bring to the table, you know? I mean, he never even could get a series with Arizona. And he went there and he coached there. What a joke that was. You know, I mean, it just goes to show you that, like, that's a part of the job. And it's not just Memphis, okay? I don't want to sit here and make it out to be like it's a Memphis issue. But it is an issue that Memphis is afflicted by. And, you know, that's another part of this discussion where we talk about, yes, tournament, great. Glad to be in, glad to have a shot, glad to take a swing. But who wins these? You know, what seed is Baylor when they win the NCAA tournament? What seed is Kansas when they win the NCAA tournament? North Carolina was only an 8 seed because they crapped the bed all regular season long, but they had the talent. They had the talent always, you know, and that's why they were the preseason number one team in the country this year. They were not an 8 seed because of their talent. They were an 8 seed because of their lack of, you know, achievements. But they play in the ACC, and you knew the talent was there. So that's the thing. And again, it's still a really successful season in my mind. Like, I know this kind of sounds like I'm being
I think you're leaving out a key point, though. I think it gets easier to schedule when you have crossed over to a path to a place where Cal was after the first 5 years. Like, it's much easier because schools know if they lose to you, you are such a powerful brand at that point, it is not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
That was part of it. Like you had to build to that.
No, and
I think they're in a different – Gonzaga has gotten to that point. And you were right there with Gonzaga where you both need each other.
That's
one
right.
Point.
That's
but
right.
They have now graduated to where they are strong enough a brand where anybody in the country, including ESPN, that's helping them too, John,
that's
obviously.
True. No, that's
and
a big some part of these of it. Setups. You got to get the help.
But that's because why? Because ESPN sees too a brand. Mm-hmm. Others see it too. And the key is, John, and you know it from football scheduling, it's from those teams that if we lose – it's not a loss that kills us that you point to. It hurts our resume, everything else. That's the key, and that's what Memphis is not right now. That's the thing for Penny Hardaway is trying to get this thing back.
Yep.
It was dead when he got it, trying to get it back to that point where they don't see you as so much of a threat because if they lose to you, they're dead.
Well,
that's
it's
football.
It's got to be mutually beneficial,
like
there's
football.
No doubt.
Right. And you are not there yet.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not back to the yearly top 25 program that you were. Gonzaga's gone off from you and run off and established itself as that perennial contender that we all want to be around here. But until you get back to that level, it's going to remain super tough.
Yep.
You become a feature every year, ESPN, your top 25, they're putting you in those one-offs with – everybody else, and you're playing everybody just like Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Then Penny, every time he says, I want him, they'll come. But they won't do it, John, if there's a ton to lose.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. And maybe that's going to come. Maybe that is something.
Hopefully so. That's...
I mean, and I will say this for Penny, like, he's recruiting at a high enough level to where, you know, ESPN is watching. Like, Mikey Williams is a, they know that. Mikey Williams is a product.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got even more Instagram followers than you got.
Well, I have very few of those.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
he's,
you should have said yourself. I have so few, the joke's not as funny.
But those few that you have are power brokers. You know,
and Mikey's got more than most adults in this in the world.
Even like, more than Hailey Bieber, does he have?
Most adults.
What about Hailey Bieber?
Not like celebrities. I don't know who Hailey Bieber is.
You got to get up on your white celebrity gossip, dude. You are really, really falling behind.
Who is Hailey Bieber?
Justin Bieber's wife? Or ex-wife. I don't know if they're ex-wife.
Don't sound like you two up on
it. But there was some Selena Gomez drama going on, dude. I mean, you remember that, right?
Yes.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Yeah, but it's rearing its ugly head back. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's coming back. You got to get up on it. But Mikey Williams is a product. So ESPN could easily say, hey, we want to get him in an event. We want to get him in a game. You know, there's no question about that. You know, and I think there are going to be teams that are willing to do that as well. It doesn't have to be a blue blood, Jason. It could be a Kansas State. You know, it could be somebody like that. Just something where it's mutually beneficial. So, anyway, Katrina Merriweather is going to join us when we get back. But I want to tell you about Shoot 360. It's where I love going, love that facility. Obviously, it's a great place if you've got a young basketball player in the house to, you know, perfect their craft. But it's also a great place if you got a birthday coming up to book a birthday party. You can do multi-court rentals where you get two shooting courts and two skill stations. You can do a full facility rental so you have the whole thing to yourself and to your party. All you have to do is reach out, let them know you heard about them on the Jason and John Show. Go to the website, shoot360.com/Memphis. Something there for everybody. Get out there today.
Yep, ton of options with birthdays, ton of options with memberships, too. Whatever budget you've got, they've got a membership to fit that budget. And, of course, the most important part is kids going to be having a ton of fun while getting better. If they've shown a passion for basketball early, 5, 6, 7 years old, you don't want them in the backyard putting their jump shot together by themselves. Have the pros do it. That's why you go out to Shoot 360. Again, our man Thaddeus Young, an investor, because he recognizes that this is the state-of-the-art training equipment that is the way of the future when it comes to basketball training. The future's now at Shoot 360. Go see him out at 85 Market Center Drive.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Cairo. Katrina Merriweather is the second year Memphis women's basketball head coach. She's got a big one tonight. A win against Tulane for her Tigers will give them the number 2 seed in the AAC tourney next week. What a turnaround it's been for Memphis. They've been red hot and won 6 straight. She joins us now after a perfect February. That's never been done in program history. Coach, how are you? And thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. We're doing great. Just getting ready to play this game this evening.
What has been the formula, Coach, for the success, especially here? Last 10, 9-1, 6 in a row. We saw the shot by Madison to beat SMU. Just absolutely rolling now. Is there a key to it that you can point to? How many combined factors are there in it in terms of your success?
You know, since we're a program that views things one day, one step at a time, I would probably have to, at the conclusion of the season, look back, you know, and see some of the things that were trending for us. But if I had to pick one thing, it would be belief. you know, these kids believe in what we're doing and they believe in each other. And right now, that's the best part. They're playing for each other out there on the floor every possession.
Isn't that sort of, you know, key to it all, Coach, that, you know, hey, we understand, you know, where this program, you know, has been and was before we got here. But why are we here if we don't actually think that it can be a whole lot better and quickly, right? I mean, isn't that sort of key to everything?
I think so. You know, I think that when you have the leadership that we have in Jamaira Shoot coming back for her fifth year, and the sole reason that she came back was because she wanted to do more and make sure that she left it better than she found it. And then Madison Griggs as a senior and someone who has played significant minutes all 4 years here wants to do the same thing. And I think their relationship and their commitment to pushing the program forward is the main reason why we're sitting where we are right now.
What's the reception and sort of the support been like, Coach, as you've built this thing over the last 2 years? You know, your first few games at El Marone, and you saw the level it was at, and then where it's at now, and sort of what you expect the atmosphere to be like tonight, the change and growth in that.
It's been phenomenal. I mean, and I don't want to dismiss that we are coming off a pandemic in a season where there were no fans allowed. And so the way that the community has jumped back into El Marone, just off of the effort and the hard work and energy that these young people put out, and our spirit squads, our marketing department, like, there have been so many factors in why there are people that are in El Marone supporting these young women. And you can see it during our games when we are getting hyped up by the DJ or the mic man and we're trying to make a run and everybody's engaged and it's loud and lights are flickering, Swag Serve's playing, you know, like, it's just Memphis. It's a unique place and we're incredibly blessed to be right here where we are.
Anecdotally, like, do you feel, because it does to me, like, it feels like there has been in the last 3 to 4 years maybe, like, just more, I think, legitimacy afforded to the women's game, which it always deserved, but it's now coming through, you know, in the mainstream media. Like, just anecdotally, as someone that's been a part of it, does it feel that way to you, whether it's college, whether it's pro? Like, it just feels like we are at a place now where, you know, the game for women is getting more, you know, airtime. It's getting more, you know, it's being covered credibly. Like, does it feel like that change has happened to you?
Absolutely. And I think that the inception of the WNBA and right before I went to college in the late 90s, and then the awareness and notoriety of our Olympic team and the gold medals that they have won, I just really believe that the investment that has been put into women's basketball has yielded great results. And we play a very fun, fast-paced, up-tempo game. It may not be sky-high necessarily, but we are playing a fundamental brand where there's great shooting and passing and great chemistry out there on the floor. And I think that has trickled down to college athletics as well, is that people in the community are coming out and supporting their local teams.
Coach, you touched on the fact that you focus on the moment, and that's a big part of the success. I'm just curious, do you talk to the team about the NCAA tournament, about your resume? Do you keep it one game at a time? Obviously, you've got the AAC tournament even before you can think about anything like that, but it does, for a program that hasn't seen it in so long, Coach, and you've got us closer than it's been in so long. Is it something you guys talk about openly or try to keep on the back burner?
Well, we talked about it before the season starts, okay. You know, and I made a comment that I did feel like we had top three talent, you know, in this league. And we also knew that that was on paper and it was going to take a lot of building and chemistry, having six new players and, you know, the buy-in that you hear all coaches talk about was going to have to be there, but be there consistently. So I think we talked about a lot more in the beginning about how the sacrifices and the conditioning and the running and the lifting prepares us for what we're doing right now. But we try not to get into it a whole lot. I think for a team where it hasn't been common conversation, the last thing we want to do is add unnecessary pressure, because they already have enough. just being student athletes and operating every day, you know, in school and in their personal lives. So we try to keep it as light as possible. And I think one of the reasons we play well down the stretch is our kids are not tired. They're not tired of each other. They're not exhausted. They're still having fun. And that shows on the floor.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis women's basketball coach Katrina Merriweather, trying to lock up the number two seed tonight against Tulane. We talk a lot about, you know, how conference shakeups are going to impact, you know, football and Penny over there with Memphis. How's it going to impact what you guys are doing? I mean, is the paradigm of the league going to change very much? I know South Florida's there. You guys are there. I mean, do you expect there to be much movement at all with some of these teams leaving the league?
I don't think so. On our side, it's a little different. I think there's been some coaching changes with the teams that are leaving in our league and just some different things that are going on, that South Florida is still going to be at the top of the league. We're going to continue to fight to be there. We have some quality teams entering next year, and the fact that we're losing three but adding six, I would say it's pretty unpredictable because of the portal. Mm-hmm. Now, you got no idea what anybody's team is going to look like from March until the time we hit the floor in August and September in preseason.
A previous Memphis coach, I won't name, would wear same clothing, sometimes the same tie, or even for him, same underclothes during a win streak. I'm just curious, are you superstitious in any way, coach? Anything you're doing as this hot streak continues?
I do, you know, being an extremely faithful person and a believer, we try to stay away from superstition, but you just can't help but to look back and think we won four in a row not dressing up. So you're going to see us dress down again today because that fifth game, we think, yep. We made a decision to – we have been dressing up at home and then dressing down on the road. And we came back, and after we had won a few, we were like, y'all, I don't think we want to put on heels and flags. Let's stay dressed down. So you will see us in our final game dressed down a little bit. And we did all vote on that as a staff, so we would like to keep that the same.
Coach, this had to be so much fun for you. Watching something, and you wouldn't say this, but something that was dead. We know it. We were watching what's happening over there. We were demanding change. To see it grow like this and grow so quickly, seeing people finally get, you know, you've put an energy into it that people are responding to. This must be so much fun for you, no matter what the outcome is today or the rest of the season. Yeah, you got to be ecstatic about what you've built here so far.
Yeah, I'm a reflective person. You know, in the moment, I try to stay as even keeled as possible. Abby Jump got all of us, one of our associate head coaches, got us small sailboats that we either have like on necklaces or bracelets. And it's just a reminder for us to stay even keeled. Because you're right, like this roller coaster, you can get real high with the highs and super low with the lows. And we don't want to be that team. We are striving for consistency. We want to go out no matter who we play. We want to play Memphis basketball. You know, and that's going to be tough and gritty. And we're going to defend and rebound. And, you know, we don't ever want to approach the game like we're not taking it seriously just because we're playing well. So we are trying to stay the same, no matter how important the game, no matter who we play, and treat them all the same.
Well, listen, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. John and I, we've seen enough. We're ready to put together a lifetime contract deal for you. I don't know how binding that would be, Coach, but we would like to put it in front of you and ask if you'll sign it. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I appreciate that. I love Memphis, and again, the city, the community, the university, the athletic department. If you just pay attention to the way we're all supporting each other in all the sports, yes. and from rifle up to football, and we're just all really on board with making this the best athletic department, and that speaks volumes for our leadership in Laird Veatch and the different programs. We've got a 901 Women Initiative that Lauren Ashman started, and there's just so many amazing things that are happening. It's cool to be part of something that is growing and building, not just in our program, but at the university and department level as well.
We'll bring that paperwork by after you get the win tonight against Tulane. So just sign
try.
It. Don't worry. It's all good. You know, just trust us. The language is all good. And, again, congratulations, Coach.
Coach,
appreciate
congrats.
Your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having us on and supporting us. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
That's Katrina Merriweather, University of Memphis women's basketball coach, going for that number two seed tonight. And again, I don't know exactly what they do or don't need to do to, you know, hold on to it.
But they lose to the three.
To get into the NCAA tournament, I should say.
Oh. Well, they got to get an at-large is a lot. You're going to have to win the tournament. They're 61 at the net.
So they can't get an at-large.
Yeah, it's tough. 1-4 in quad ones.
Yeah. But hey, I mean.
But this team has a
progress.
Shot to win the AAC tournament.
Finishing second in the league your second season is pretty damn
impressive.
Well,
and big difference is, and you know this, that because last year going to the AAC tournament, you were 7th seed. Shows you also the growth. You're a 2 seed this year. But having to win 4 as opposed to 3, mm-hmm. which you do when you've got the bye. So it makes it much, you know, in terms of having to win it to get into a tournament, the road's easier if you've only got to win 3 than as opposed to 4. They were a 7 seed last year. They'll get the bye this year. And, yeah, man, you got a chance to win 3-3 and with the team that you'd be most concerned about, South Florida, who you've played strong.
Yep. So there you have it.
Amazing turnaround. Very quickly. She makes it look easy.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been. It can't be because it wouldn't have been as bad as it was for as long as it was.
Yeah, we've got some more news on Ja Morant that is not great. It is not great news. And so we'll get into that, dive into that as best we can when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, we've been telling you about Shoot 360 and everything you can do there, especially if you have a son or daughter that's getting serious about the game of basketball and they want to practice outside of school hours, well, you can also have a birthday party out at Shoe 360. They certainly offer those as well. Get the multi-court rental, which is two shooting courts and two skill stations for 2 hours. Or you can do the full facilities with the whole thing out. 60 minutes or 90 minutes of private access to 8 shooting courts, 8 skill stations, 1 half court, all kinds of options out at Shoot 360.
Oh, yeah. I see one of CJ's future birthday parties
That's
out
right.
there, especially after the mess we just did for number 9. Went to a local place. We were overrun. Shoot 360's got you covered. You're going to have the time of your life out there running those courts with your buds. Take your kid out there. Go have a good time. Our man Thaddeus Young's an investor. He knows this technology is the way of the new world. It's how they're going to train for years and years and years to come. The thing is, Shoot 360's already got it. You can get out there and get it now. It's the future of basketball training. Get out to 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville and be blown away like we were by this basketball haven. That's Shoot 360.
All right, so there's more news, unfortunately, on Ja Morant. Now, some of it is related to the incident that was already previously reported that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be said. Are there new details coming to light about it? Yes. But it is via the Washington Post. So we'll start with the first incident that we already sort of know about, and then we'll get to another incident, which has not been reported, but I think was kind of, you know, whispered about in Memphis. So the first incident that we already know about was from the pickup game there at Ja's house. According to the Washington Post, I will just read from it. Teenager told police Morant then put his chin on the boy's shoulder and asked his friend, "Do I do it to him?" The friend responded, "Yeah, do it." Morant then punched the boy in his jaw, the boy told police, and without warning, the friend stuck him on the other side. "I fell to the ground trying to cover my face so I wouldn't get hit in the face," the boy told police. "I started getting hit, punched my head, everything else. Ja hit me like 12 to 13 times," the boy said, adding that the friend struck him 4 or 5 times. When police asked the boy how hard the punches landed, he compared them to an MMA bout. After the men were pulled off of him, the boy told police, Morant went inside and the boy got up to leave. As the boy was going to his car, he said Morant came outside with his gun. It was tucked into his pants, the boy said, and though he didn't pull it out, the boy said he saw Morant put his hand on it. His dad was yelling at him like, "No, no, no, go back in the house," the boy told police. So that was the initial incident, which I guess the new detail there is that according to the young man.
Well, I just remember TMZ's report did not mention the gun.
Right.
If I recall correctly.
Yeah. So the gun would
and
be.
The talk about TMZ's report was about the civil suit that the 17-year-old
right.
former local high school prospect.
Right.
You know, it was about the civil suit that he's got against Ja. It did not mention the gun, I do not believe.
So the new information there is that a gun potentially was involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that, if or how that could change how the NBA responds to it. There was another incident that the Washington Post has reported about.
I'm curious, though, because did they get the information from the police report about the gun? Because if I'm not mistaken, TMZ would have had that.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the kid. Because the kid told them he saw Johnson. That's from his account.
I don't know. Honestly,
and that accounts for the new information is because that kid's, you know, has put that out there.
That I don't know.
Anyway, that's the point. I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the police report because TMZ had the police report. Go ahead.
There's another incident at the mall. I guess this have been, it doesn't say which mall. There's Oak Court and there's Wolf Chase.
I'm pretty sure it's Wolf Chase.
Wolf Chase?
I think so.
Okay. Well, there's an incident at one of the malls in Memphis. Ja's mom was at a Finish Line when she got in a dispute with a store employee, according to a Memphis police report obtained by the Washington Post. She called Morant, who arrived shortly after with a group of as many as 9 other people. Confronted by the director of mall security, Morant and his friends refused the security guard's demands to leave the parking lot. Police arrived and a verbal confrontation escalated, the report says, until someone in the group allegedly pushed the security director in the head. As the group was leaving the premises, Ja Morant said, "Let me find out what time he gets off," police wrote in the report. The guard wanted to file a report, police wrote, because he felt threatened by the statement from Ja Morant and had been assaulted by the person who had pushed him. Starting parties left the scene. No arrests were made. Grizzlies, NBA, Morant's agent did not respond to questions about the incident, and the security guard declined to comment. So here we are yet again, another incident. Of course, a day after John Morant puts on a magnificent performance in the third quarter with 28, finishes with a triple-double. He was back in the news for things like this. Now, these all happened, you know, last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are events that happened a year ago. So I do think that is an important distinction here. But, you know, you do question, you know, what is the NBA going to say, if anything, about this? What about Nike? He just launched a brand new campaign today with Powerade. Do we give him, do we say, hey, these all happened a year ago. These aren't like they happened last week. You know, there's a lot of stuff to unpack in this story.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the stuff we've already said. You know what I mean? Like, that's the, 'cause it all kind of happened around the same time.
This is what happens when you become a big enough star and you've opened up Pandora's box in the way that Ja has with some of these incidents, and it gets past a level of local reporting that may not ask a question or two, because why? Because Ja's a superstar in this town, right? It goes beyond that to a national level now. Where did we get the first story public about Ja and the incident this summer? TMZ. See, once you get to that level, they're willing to dig in. These are police reports have been there, John. They've been there the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say this. Nothing that's happened hadn't already happened. Some of us have learned some new things.
Right.
But all of these incidents, Ja with Nike, he's been signed since the launch. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to agree with you that it's old, but clearly, bro, it's sloppy. It's right. Unprofessional.
Yeah.
You gotta imagine Phil Knight somewhere with Nike, like I just told my saying in a text. You know, rubbing his forehead saying, how many more are there? Because we just signed this guy up to go take over the world in replacement of Kyrie, and we're having headline after headline, now one from the Washington Post, about him having a gun.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully, I mean, who knows if Nike knew about or not, because like we said, I don't believe the TMZ story mentioned that, because I don't think a gun is mentioned in the police report. Again, it's a lot of Memphis will protect its own. Right, in some of these instances, whether it's the media, whether it's the organization, wherever it is. But once you start getting them outside folks involved, and Ja is now that because of how national he is, you really got to get your mess cleaned up.
Yeah, well, I think that's happened.
Like, it's all out there now.
Oh, yeah.
That mall thing been room talked about for a while. That police report's been there. Nobody going to get it.
Yeah.
Because why? Because it's Memphis.
Yeah.
But now, you know, now it's open box for national.
I feel like it's just been nonstop, you know.
I don't believe there are any other incidents, but I don't want to, you know, I hope that's
don't
the
case. Jinx it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't jinx it. Gonna do it for us. Giannotto and Jeffrey will be talking all about this coming up next. Thanks to Katrina Merriweather. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for joining us. It's gonna do it for us. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.